Back here at the Half Century of Progress on the official voice for the Half Century of Progress show, WITY. Joining us is our ag meteorologist, Greg Soyer. Greg, you look good on that David Brown tractor again.
Thank you, Dave. And quite an experience it is. You know, once you get used to everything, I like the straightforward approach to the gear selection and shifting. But even before we were able to start rolling down the parade route, I stalled it out. But while going into a brief panic mode for a second, Greg just turned the key and off we went. But nice ride, nice, safe, and comfortable ride. And what an experience here on the grounds and in that parade route this afternoon on a spectacular weather day, nonetheless, here in East Central Illinois.
It's amazing the amount that participate in the parade and then the amount that you see lining up the runway. You saw that.
Yeah, exactly. Both sides from where we started the parade route off and made the left turn and going back on kind of the turnaround effect, if you will. Because I remember in previous years, you would just stop the parade route there and head on back. It seems like it had been extended, and rightfully so, for maybe another 50 or 75 yards of people lined up to watch that parade. So that probably is just testimony right there that the size of the crowds that we've seen here.
The timing for this show being held the week before the Farm Progress Show works for a lot of folks that are coming from all over the United States. That way they can attend both shows.
That's right. You know, you can bring the grandkids with you, the adult kids, and everyone can see how things worked out, how they worked, how you fixed them, how you just made do with what you had 50 years ago. And then you roll right down next week into Decatur and you see a little more of the modern day approach to farming, the bigger stuff that, you know, when I got out of the weather business 40 years ago, that, you know, 2 days of rain, you're stuck for the season. 2 days of rain now means nothing in a harvest or planting sense. So it's nice to see one end of the spectrum to the other, and hopefully folks who do it, who attend both, learn something really on how fortunate and blessed we are in this day and age and how tough and how much you really had to know back 50 years ago.
You talk to farmers like Russell, one of the drawbacks of today's equipment, he'll say, I can't work on it myself. Now, anything on the grounds here right now, Russell could work on.
Exactly. Have your various pieces of equipment, tools, all that kind of stuff, off to the races you go. It's all digital now. Yeah. It's all a board and a computer chip and a GPS, and there are great things about that, but you kind of harbinger back to the days when you could actually roll it into the equipment shed or work it out on a mild winter day in the shed, something like that. So that's really what is so nice about this. And then over at Farm Progress, one dovetails into the other. You can't have one without the other from a farm show perspective and an equipment perspective here.
Well, they've done a wonderful job with this show, keeping history alive.
Exactly. And I think, you know, it's a really family event. I mean, I'm just awestruck just walking in or watching the number of kids and grandkids in these golf carts and these ATVs around. The dad or the grandpapa showing how we did it, how you do it, and interest in that as well. So that's another great experience here. You may not necessarily need to know, per se, to get by in farming with that, but it's just nice to know the foundation of which everything is built on going forward 50 years.
Well, you remember history and you treasure it if you really think about it.
Well, same with family, right? I mean, various generations, how they may have come across into this country or started up in a particular part of the world and built their roots and family and foundation. So this is another really, you know, kind of an example of a family, really, from one end to the other. And that's what makes this such a great get-together. I mean, you have families that I, you know, see turn out at the Farm Progress Show, but this is really down to home type stuff here.
I guess I've never asked you this question before. Why did you choose ag meteorology versus just standard meteorology? Did you have a passion for ag prior to that?
Yeah, I grew up in suburban, far south suburban Chicagoland, back when there were just the houses that were built and cornfields around me. But then I worked for a gentleman by the name of, and I've mentioned him millions of times, and if it weren't for him and obviously Max Armstrong and Orion Samuelson, would be sitting in this chair. But Earl Finkel, another guy who didn't necessarily grow up on a farm but was able to relate to the producer, to the farmer, and his relationship with Orion. So I'm really just kind of the next generation of that, and I just appreciate the work ethic. If you want something, and that's the way I was raised, my dad was a steel worker, he was an immigrant to the country, and if you wanted something and he wanted something, he worked for it. And that's what I love about the show. It's testimony to that era still alive here in East Central Illinois.
Yeah, they have the work ethic. When you grow up on a farm, you certainly develop that work ethic, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and I know weather impacts baseball teams and aviation and all that, but Earl, while he had an operation that catered to all those, it was really the agricultural perspective in a time when the agricultural community wasn't really being, I guess, serviced, if you will. It was just general weather from the National Weather Service, and so Earl put his personality on it, his knowledge on it. I mean, I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't be able to forecast the way I forecast and the glut of models and again, comparison to the way you can fix equipment 50 years ago and now it's just a chip. Well, that's kind of the way weather forecasting is. And so I'm happy to be able to take that perspective and get it into the producer's mindset. It's great to be on your phone and see it on your phone, but I think we put a different value and a different lingo on that to a point where they understand it. So it's really Earl, Max, and Orion that really got me into that ag thing. And then I just, various farm shows, meetings, kind of got to know how the ag world operates outside of where I grew up in a suburban area.
Absolutely. And of course, if you think about farming as an occupation, it's the one really true occupation that relies on the weather year round.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And it's a chance. It's a gamble. You put all your resources, your knowledge, your sweat, your tears, your prayers into a year, and it's just that. Then it's left to Mother Nature, yep. And no matter who can spin what on a longer range forecast or weather modification, this is it. I mean, the forecasting has improved. It's greatly improved, severe weather stuff. But the bottom line, you still come up with droughts and floods and all that kind of stuff that within a small time frame, your work for the year is damaged. So it really is you can put just everything into it and you're left to Mother Nature and weather. So I'm hoping what I do for a living and the years I've been doing it, it really helped people out in that sense and getting some satisfaction, some relief on their life work here out in the fields of Illinois and across the country.
Well, it certainly helps having the daily weather forecast that you provide on WITY for their planning.
Well, I tell you what, it's people like you and people that I work with in other radio station markets in the local sense. It still is, and it should be, and even more so with the internet out there. Radio needs to be local and a service to the people out there and a value added to that. And that's what I love about people like you, and there's just a handful of them that I know that are still in the radio business that know how to do radio and respect radio and work with the community in this day and age when it's all on the internet. So I know people kind of, maybe sometimes aren't all that favorable about radio. That's their loss. You're just not listening to the right stations. And that's what I tell people sometimes, whether it's weather or other stations that are across the country that I come across. I just sit back and say, I wonder if that's the way Dave Brown would have done it, or I've got people I've worked with in Champaign for 30, 40 years, if they would do it that way. Thank the good Lord you're with us here and have done just an amazing job in this radio station.
Well, I thank you, Greg, and you are part of our ag team coverage every day. We can't do it without a team effort. I've always said that one person can't make a company. It takes everybody working together, but one person can mess it up.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been in those operations as well, going to work in a certain spot, and you're supposed to be in it for 30 years, and you're not even there a year. So, and it's just one or two people. But that's absolutely the case. So I like how the people that you bring in have a passion for radio. I do. I still do. I mean, I started radio in high school, and having people by your side like Max Armstrong and Orion Samuelson. Now we have Chad Baker and Andrew and Dennis and Chuck in the morning. So yeah. People that have a passion, it's in their blood. I really
that's
think
right.
That's in your blood. You don't go into radio and or weather just on a whim.
No,
I've learned that in the years I've been doing this. I hope to just continue with this relationship and hopefully come across more people like you in this radio business out there. To me, doing radio, it's the thing that kind of keeps me, it improves my mindset, my spirit. I'm just a little happier in the morning when I'm get my first radio feeds going. I think it's just the one-on-one communication and that folks are hopefully doing what they need to do and monitoring, planning accordingly with whatever the weather events may be. So it's really just a thing in my head and my heart that keeps me going in radio and in weather. And when I lose that, when radio in the morning doesn't do it for me, that's it. I'm done. So, but I got a lot left in the tank, so.
I feel the same way about it. So we'll get to see you next week at the Farm Progress Show, I believe.
Yes, we'll be there on Tuesday. Be there with Mike, taping this week in agribusiness. I believe Sarah Muirhead will be there as well. We do some podcasting stuff for their feedstuff side of Farm Progress. And all the rest of the gang from the Farm Progress clientele over there at a hospitality building. So we'll probably put that show together between 1:30 and 3:30, taping of that on Tuesday. I'll be in the grounds at some point Tuesday morning, and we'll go from there. The weather looks fantastic. Every year it's hot someplace. It may be struggling to get past 80 on Tuesday and Wednesday down there.
Thanks for coming down and being a part of the Half Century Progress with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Dave, for everything that you do for my family and everyone else here at the radio station, their families as well. You are a great human being and individual, and continue to look forward to working with you in the years to come.
Well, I appreciate our friendship we've had all these years.
Absolutely. Take care.
Greg Soyer joining us, our ag meteorologist here at the Half Century of Progress show. Park it here for more information as we continue to keep you updated all weekend long. From the Half Century of Progress show, I'm Dave Brown on WITY.